Looking back on the whole season, what's one thing about Doug Martin that you've discovered during your time with him that really stands out to you, whether it's off-field, on-field, preparation, whatever it might be? What are a couple of things that really stand out about him?
His maturity. Yeah. He's always carried himself in a manner which doesn't reveal the fact that he's just a young rookie, first year in the league. In the way he prepares, in the way he handles himself, the way he handles the successes and some of the setbacks, and the coachability. I mean, he hangs on every word. You know, Ernest Biners does a great job with him. Jimmy Ray, there's a lot that he wants to get better, and he's continually trying to improve the individual technique, the broader picture of the offensive system, pass protection, catching the ball. I think those are a couple things, a maturity and a work ethic, a coachability, and just a consistency. I mean, he certainly had a solid game for us last Sunday, and you know, there's been talk as far as rookie walls and where guys are, and is he wearing down, and I think he's answered those questions. So we're excited about where he's at, excited he's on our team.
He's on pace to carry the ball over 320 times. Yeah, are you concerned at all? That would have been second in the league last year behind Maurice Jones-Drew.
It's always a concern to an extent that you look at the longevity, and we do have situations on third down where we have DJ Ware comes in as a complement, and there's the other scenarios whereby you'd like to have a balance of trying to continue to throw the ball and necessarily not have him be in those situations. But I think he takes great care of himself, and he is there's no question it's a tough position. It's a tough one to prolong over a long period of time. But in the short term right now, his ability to take care of his business, take care of his body, approach it like a professional, again, talking about that maturity, really I think is going to serve him well.
Josh had a five-game stretch between October and November that put up maybe better numbers than anybody in the league. The last 4 weeks has not had the same amount of success. Are there defenses doing something different to take away that's making him maybe uncomfortable or just maybe not having that accuracy that he had in during that stretch?
I think the entire year has, in a lot of ways, been somewhat of a roller coaster, but I think it continues to move onward and upward. I mean, you could certainly go back to the same conversations early on, what's wrong and how poorly he's playing. And then, as you mentioned, there's the good stretch. And then even with it, I don't think there's any absolutes. I think it's a process that's ongoing. And to answer your question specifically, is there anything unique defensive coverages or fronts? I think other than a couple weeks ago, a very, very dominant defensive rush unit and the amount of pressure that was on him that I think would frustrate and unnerve any quarterback. There ain't any quarterback likes to get hit. That might have had an effect, but I don't know if there's anything schematic. I just think it's an ongoing process where there's going to be the good and the bad. And I think not just at that position, but really in the entire offense. What we're trying to get, what would be ideal for us, and it's all about just this one game right now, New Orleans, is a complete game, a consistent game where it's not a great start, lull, and then it peters away, or a poor start, oh my gosh, what's happening, boo, and then come out and do better in the second half. But a complete, consistent, getting better and better, make plays. That's the goal. If we can just improve and get consistency, then the results will take care of themselves.
I think we've all seen Josh make some incredible throws this year, and so I think because of that, I mean, people kind of look at the inaccuracy the last couple of weeks, particularly some throws that were really way off, and really wonder. So, I mean, do you have any context on that? And is it as bad as it looks sometimes? Or Greg said maybe that's not the case.
Well, I think you mentioned some fantastic throws, some big plays. And you mentioned earlier some of the statistics and the yardage. There's no question the deep ball has been a very explosive and powerful weapon for us. And we had a couple deep ball opportunities in the first half. And when you count on making that throw, like an MMA fighter, a boxer that's a knockout puncher, and you give your best shot and the guy's still standing, you know, you have to gather yourself. And I think we had a couple of those opportunities and we weren't able to be successful. And that's the ongoing challenge that we have as coaches with our players, and certainly the players that are there in the arena, to be able to overcome those setbacks. Something bad happened. Boy, we count on hitting this 60-yard touchdown, the crowd goes wild, and we're feeling good. All of a sudden, it's not that it was taken away because, I mean, he was open. We overthrew it or we underthrew. And it's the constant challenge to put that negative play behind. And I think if you look at this past game, while there was a lot of poor execution, poor coaching, a lot of bad things happened in the first half, the ability to collectively pull it together and be productive and do the things that we're able to do in the second half to put ourselves in a position, that's something to build upon. And that's what we just, as I mentioned earlier, we just have to, let's not have those type of, but let's just keep a consistent, ongoing performance that gets us at a high level. That's a goal. Easier said than done, but that's what we're trying to get to.
How are his mechanics under pressure? Do you notice on film that he's maybe not as sharp there mechanically, stepping into the ball, stepping into his throws rather, and delivering the ball when he's under pressure?
I think there's any quarterback that has somebody at their feet or has somebody in the way, they're not going to be able to have the perfect mechanics. And that's one of the things that you have to consistently drill. And I know Ron does a great deal of it. And something that I know I did in New York with Eli is constantly being uncomfortable and being in awkward positions, because the ability to stand back there like it's 7-on-7 is so rare. And I think that you're going to be hard-pressed, I think, to find anybody that's able to set their feet and have a good platform and be able to follow through. The main thing, though, is hopefully having a vision and the decision as far as where to go with the football, when it's a what we'd call an impulse throw or a dangerous throw, as opposed to, well, it was a good decision at the time, but we happen to get hit, where now it's the defender's momentum that takes something off the football. And so, to answer your question, I think that there hasn't been any gross technical errors or mechanical flaws. I think it's just a combination of whether there's some pressure there or the cumulative effect of pressure, kind of like body blows in boxing. Wears a guy down, and all of a sudden you're anticipating it's coming, but guess what? There's nobody there. And then, you know, if you end up overthinking too much, you know, too much thinking is not going to be a good thing.
That a little bit with him?
No, I'm saying in general, as any quarterback that you have, and I think that there was particularly a play in the Denver game that we talked about that, you know, he'd going over the tape with him, he says, boy, you know what, I had more time than I realized there. I could have set my feet. And that was one particular example.
Mike, how was Vincent Jackson able to kind of take over a little bit in the second half last week? And the more you see this guy, he worked with some really good receivers. Free agent comes in, highly paid. The way he's produced, what's your take on him?
Been such an impact player for us. At first, by his performance on the field, the plays that he has made, the consistency, his professionalism, how he approaches himself, and the versatility. Because here's a guy that makes some great plays on shorter throws, run after catch, in the green zone, tight green zone as we call it offensively, and then of course the vertical threat. And yet still one of the big block that he had on Doug's touchdown run was able to come in and dig out the safety. So this is a complete physical presence, a dominant physical presence that is just a wonderful young man to be around. He's a leader. He's part of the solution. We're really fortunate to have him.
Mike, I've noticed throughout the year, Josh, when he goes to drop back on some of the plays, he's kind of have like a half hitch where he's looking to kind of almost a fake throw and then hand off to Mike or to Doug in the backfield. Can you just explain what that's all about and what you're trying to do with that kind of play?
I think maybe what you're alluding to is maybe on some of the one of our run schemes where you want to maybe give the appearance as though you're throwing the football, and then you would go ahead and hand the ball off or a draw type of a scheme, whether there's a lead blocker or not. And one of the things to complement that is occasionally throw a quick pass to a receiver who's by himself with the defender off, and that can be a changeup. It's a compliment at times. So that's just it is orchestrated. It is part of our plan. So it's not something that's done impromptu. It's just part of a greater scheme of what we're trying to do there.
Okay, thanks, everyone.
Thank you.